this reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Shane. Oh.
Give me back my broken night, my mirror broke. My secret life is lonely here. There's no one left to torture.
Shay?
Yeah.
Repent. I wonder what you meant. Yeah.
Go let it.
You know who this is? Don't you love our singing?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't know, you're listening to... You're listening to Breaking Waves, yeah. And I'm Jeff.
Yes.
Who are you?
I am Shay, and Shay and Jeff Show.
Yeah, welcome. And today we're kind of try and do a slightly Canadian-themed show. What do you think, Shay?
I know Canadians like maple syrup with pancakes.
Yes! That's like, the kind of fact we want!
And they're like, they speak French. And
yes.
They speak English.
Yes.
And they have a Native American history of Indians.
Shay, look, you've been researching this.
And it says, what's his name?
It says Jacques Cartier.
Cartier is in French. And Samuel...
He's got notes, people.
Samuel de...
Samuel de Champlain.
Flynn.
Maybe.
Yeah, and
well, what did he do? Is he famous for the French, something Canadian
the French,
or French?
The French Empire was in 1804 to 1815.
Okay, the French Empire. So they had Canada. The French had Canada from 18. It's quite short, isn't it? 1804 to 1815, and then what? The British had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know?
Yeah.
The coldest I've ever been in my life was in Montreal.
Yeah.
I've been to Canada for 12 hours in my whole life. I went up overnight to do a poetry performance in Montreal from New York, flew up. So maybe it was 15 hours. And I do remember, it was lovely, beautiful, and I really liked the tiny bit I saw of the city and the tiny bit I saw of the people and the tiny bit I saw of up and partook of the performances. But I've never been colder in my life, and that probably wasn't even particularly cold.
I think it feels cold in the radio station a bit.
Are you cold now?
Yeah, man, yeah.
It's a bit of air conditioning happening, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
It's either like a sweat box or it's freezing.
Yeah. Do you think Canada is the same land at massive as Australia almost?
It's a big country.
Yeah.
And I'd say it's probably slightly smaller if I had to
guess. I think Canada's the second biggest country.
Is it really?
The second biggest export of stuff.
But do you mean in physical size?
Physical size.
I think it's about
35 million people in Canada.
I think from my extensive Wikipedia studies, you're about right.
Yeah.
Maybe 37.
And Canadians love
maple syrup.
Ice hockey is their national.
Ice hockey.
It's their national sport. Like, you know, American baseball in America, and their national sport is baseball, basketball, gridiron. They're not so much about ice hockey in the US, not much as Canada. Canadians are mad of ice hockey. So, if you go to Canadian, they will know about the statistics of ice hockey.
Yeah.
And who wins.
So what
and,
seems...
And the Canadians always try and beat the Russians in ice hockey in the Olympic Games.
I was just going to ask Shay
in the 80s,
the other big ice hockey
in the 80s,
playing nations are, and they would be nations you'd assume with lots of ice.
Yeah, I know.
So I know Russia. I have heard of Russia being ice hockeyists.
Yeah.
Maybe Iceland is too.
Yeah.
Maybe Finland. Maybe those. Now listen.
I think baseball's not very big in Australia.
No.
Very not known.
No.
It's very unknown on radio.
No.
Like people don't hear about it, but.
But what? Okay, let's follow this sports thread through because we love sports.
I think there's a baseball shop called Stateside. It's a baseball and American football and gridiron and basketball. All these four different types of sports in America.
Yeah.
And they have those shops in around Sydney. Change your life at Eastside Radio. Does it make you very known on the air or maybe known you?
Shay, the doors that being on Eastside has kicked open for me.
Yeah.
A zero. Really?
No, did any one people, listeners, ever ring you and ask you about you?
No, but actually I met a woman snorkeling down at Clovelly a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, are you a tug? I listen to you on Eastside, on the radio. And a few people have said that. A few people have said they've heard our show and they really like it.
Yeah,
they said that Shay guy. He's really he's good. Don't know about you, Jeff, but no, they love me. Actually, they love me.
And what do you think about performance in the Tug Douglas show? Would you perform 1,000 people in the performance like on live? Like
not I don't know if I've ever performed to 1,000 people. Tragically, maybe. You know, I've never, for some reason, I haven't done arena shows. I haven't done my poetry in Acer Arena or whatever it's called now. Adidas Arena or Slazenger Arena.
What do you think about...
Or Wembley Stadium.
What do you think about all these famous singers? Like Justin Bieber's Canadian, The Weeknd is Canadian... Michael Bublé is Canadian.
Michael Bublé.
And the Canadian lady, I think...
Celine Dion.
And the... Ram.
Well, there's Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne, yeah.
Have you heard of Avril Lavigne?
Red jeans, skin was showing. right at your baby, but here's my number, so call.
That was, who was it? Carly Rae Jensen.
Carlton, yeah.
And that was it was a captain's pick from Shay. Because here I was happily chatting about Canada. He just suddenly froze and he got this thing in his mind and he just went to the computer and started searching up this song and he pulled it up. But this is our Canadian episode and apparently Carly Rae Jensen.
Yeah, she's Canadian.
Who I've never heard of. No surprise.
Yeah.
Because I'm an old man.
Yeah, no.
But you've heard of her. And Elliot, he was bopping around the studio. Elliot is familiar with Carly Rae Jensen. Da, 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 da. It's good, isn't it? See, I would have just played Leonard Cohen again. Or Neil Young, who's another Canadian.
Yeah.
Or Joni Mitchell, who's another Canadian.
Yeah, I always felt like Justin Bieber's music get a lot of hits.
Is he?
Music, and he has.
I think it deserves a lot of hits.
I think he has. He has about $400 million.
Really?
It's almost the same amount of money as baseball players.
Is he?
And basketball players. He earns like big money.
Oh well.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Justin Bieber's not as big money as Taylor Swift, but she's not Canadian. She's American.
But
she's against Trump. She doesn't like Trump. And Taylor Swift puts all the votes and trying to get
that if Trump was smart, he would get an AI Trump robot, like a duplicate of himself, to tour America doing Taylor Swift concerts as Donald Trump.
Taylor Swift goes,
what's one of her songs that Donald could sing? He's like, Crooked Joe Biden. Crooked Joe Biden.
He covered
I'm going to do Taylor Swift songs now. And he would just, try and win that demographic. Are we talking about Taylor Swift? Guess what?
Yeah.
Stop there. Hold that thought. Yeah. This morning.
Yes.
My partner says she just had a phone call from a friend of hers, Nicola.
Yes.
And Nicola, as a surprise birthday gift for her daughter.
Yeah.
I managed to get 4 tickets to Taylor Swift.
Oh, 4 tickets to Taylor Swift.
$500 each.
$500?
Yeah.
Each.
And she wanted to know if our daughter wanted one of the tickets.
Oh.
I didn't go. I didn't ask for the details. I assumed that we would have had to probably pay the $500 for the ticket. But my daughter, and that would have been, we could maybe have done that for a birthday present. Hang on.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish this riveting anecdote no matter what.
Yeah.
So she got, that's $2,000 of Tay-Tay Swifty tickets. And then she found out, then Nicola, the lady who got the tickets, found out she'd been scammed.
Yeah.
Because she'd got them, I don't know how she got them, through some dodgy mechanism, but it didn't look dodgy. It looked like it was through a friend online.
Yeah.
And it was a scam.
Yeah.
It was a scammer. She lost $2,000 worth of tickets and no ticket to Taylor Swift and a disappointed daughter and my daughter can't go and thank God because I don't have to pay $500. But I would have paid $500. She thought she'd lost the money. But the bank, I just found out, had to refund the money. Because of the way she'd marked the transaction or something she'd done, the bank was culpable or liable to cover the cost of the money. So she didn't lose the $2,000 for Taylor Swift.
What do you think about a movie star in Canada? What's his name?
Ryan Gosling.
No, the one is in the
Mask. No, it's Ryan Gosling. He's the only movie star. Hang on.
The one in the Mask.
Oh, no, I know the one. You mean Donald Sutherland.
No,
because he's Canadian too. I know who you mean.
The young man, he has a.
You mean Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey, Jim Carrey,
He's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
By the way, people, this is our Canadian show.
Yeah,
we've done heavy research into this. which probably involved at least 3 minutes on Wikipedia to get all the Canadian facts we could together. So we can just hit you with a good rich dose of maple syrup and a bit of a maple leaf and wrap you in that happy, happy, peaceful Canadian flag.
Yeah.
Make you friendly.
Yeah.
Because Canadian people are friendly, aren't they, Shane?
Is that true? I think Canada...
Are they really friendly?
Canada and America, they rivalry the sport. Like, they try
But to are they grumpy Canadians?
No, they're grumpy because the Canadians don't like Americans. They just think the Americans just think that we don't get along with them and we try to get along, but...
But the cliche, their reputation is that they're friendly people.
We are friendly, but we are rivalry...
Not we.
Rivalry in sport, like America and Canadian, we always think we're better at ice hockey, and then the Canadians always think Americans think they're better at ice hockey. And because Canadians, they always feel they like to... dominate the sport and trying to win the US and beat them in Olympic Games and sport and gold. And
a lot of rivalry, right?
It's like Australia, rivalry with New Zealand. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like those two, but Australia, New Zealand.
One good thing about Canada?
Yeah.
They don't shoot each other as much as America.
No, I don't think Canadians don't shoot much as America.
They shoot a bit, but they shoot a bit more than probably other countries, don't hear about all those school and mall shootings. You get your malls.
What's malls?
It's like a shopping centre.
Oh.
You know, you get these horrible American gun massacres.
I actually heard, not so frequently. I actually heard in Canada there was a bad news in Canada that there was a school bus had fell down into the road and fell in the mountain or something, and all the people were died in Canada. But something like a trip over like a hazard from a road, like something that, or there was a shooting from Canada, some person shooting people in school. There was some person got killed, but we don't have that all the time. But it was like one time in Canada, there was a lot of a crime investigation in Canada.
That's tragic that there has been a crime in Canada.
Yes.
Because I thought they were nice people.
Yes.
But they let you down.
Yeah.
I like the way you say sometimes you slip in
we
when you're talking about Canada and Canadian, Shay. Do you have some... Do you have Canadian background? Do you have an attachment to Canada?
Like my dad, he's Canadian. He's from Toronto. He's Canadian, my dad. Yeah, he still lives in Africa 50 years. He might be 60 years in Africa. Maybe, I don't know. He left when he was Canada when he was maybe 12 or 13 years old. And he
That's interesting, isn't it? Like Ghana, people who grow up in or are born in a certain country, you sort of wonder, well, how long should you have been there before you can actually say, I am from that place? Because you could technically be born in Paris.
I was born in Sydney, Pantina.
No, listen, born in Paris.
Yeah. Yeah.
And stay there for a day as a baby, obviously, and then leave.
Okay.
And then you can grow up saying, well, I'm French.
Well, there's...
Because I was born in Paris.
It's funny in that moment. What do you think about a singer?
Can we play Joni Mitchell? Sure. She's from Canada. And the song I want to hear, The Circle Game. It's really lovely.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder. Caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. Caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder.
and the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted yesterday, a child came out to wonder, caught a dragonfly inside a jar. Fearful, when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again. Then the child moved in the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, must appease him, and promises of someday make his dreams. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle. 16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town, and they tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down. The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle. Spin by, and now the boy is 20, though his dreams have lost some grandeur coming true. There'll be new dreams, maybe better dreams, and plenty before the last revolt. The seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel of time. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again. In the circle game.
That was, still is, and always will be Joni Mitchell with The Circle Game. And the reason we played Joni is she's so beautiful.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell, is she Canadian?
And, of course, because she's Canadian. Yeah. And people, you've been listening, you still are.
I'm listening to East Side Radio. It's Shay and the Jeff Show at Breaking Waves at Shay and the Loose. I wanted to ask you, did you ever been to Canada once?
You know, I feel very relaxed after that Joni Mitchell song.
Yeah.
I have been to Canada.
I think
as I said earlier, I've been to Canada for 12 hours.
12 hours.
Because I popped into Montreal.
Montreal.
One night. On a poetry tour.
Some Simpson that predict that Trump's going to win the 2024 election. If he wins, we'll be doomed. I think we're going to have a mess country in the USA.
Let's not end this radio show. This brilliant, scintillating show on Canada, Breaking Waves with Shay and Jeff, on a note of Trump. It's Canada.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Where do you pour the syrup?
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.